This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
I had a date.
You had a date?
I had a date. Do you want me to talk about my date?
I love talking about your date. What did you do on your date?
Well, I specifically took a day off from a date and I organised
a week. Was it a day in lieu or was it a sickie?
No, it was a day in lieu. Oh, it's all legit.
Very productive.
It was. And I'd organised it like 2 weeks beforehand.
Yes.
And it was a date with a girl.
Oh, I've got a date with a girl coming up.
Have you?
Yes. I thought I'm going to like turn over a new leaf. And I thought, why not go on a date with someone that can actually have a conversation?
Yes, and we had many conversations.
Did you?
You know what we did?
Girls know how to have conversations.
She picked me up.
Oh, that's heaven.
I rang and I said, look, I haven't got my car today. Don't worry, I'll pick you up.
Did she use the telephone?
She did.
Oh, stop it. Oh, we're going straight.
She communicated.
She communicated. She came and picked you up.
She picked me up and then...
You're making me mouth water.
Then we drove all the way down to Sorrento.
She went long distance.
We went long distance.
On a whole tank.
On a whole tank.
That is a recipe for success.
So we did, and we walked into all of the art sort of galleries. And
Together. And she wasn't embarrassed?
No.
That's heaven.
And we did the
whole... Because, you know, I'd be embarrassed if I was with you.
Okay.
That's what boys do, that?
Yes.
Because when you're on a date with a boy, they do the old... should I be seen here?
Love it. So we walked into every store and then we workshopped purses and wallets and all sorts of stuff.
Excellent.
And then at 1:45 we had our, get this.
Yes.
Booked in for massage.
Oh. Oh.
Did you like that?
I love it.
So we booked in for massage.
I love it.
They gave us a little hut, Benny, and we had to strip off in the same room.
You didn't get nutty.
I didn't go nutty. I did jocks.
You should have gone nutty because maybe something, you know, maybe you would have discovered a new side to yourself.
Do you think I would have?
Maybe.
So, yeah, and it was great. It was beautiful massage. It was fantastic.
Oh, they usually are.
And I felt wrecked.
Did she pay?
No.
Oh, well, there's your train wreck right there. We're going wrong.
And it was an entire day, 8:30 to 6 o'clock at night.
So there was she went the distance.
Absolutely.
Women have, I'm telling you, they've got stamina. This week, I'm going to quickly go to my email account because you didn't believe me. In here, in my emails, there is...
This is great radio.
No, I know. Here we go. It's the new MasterChef cookbook.
Right.
Right. And
I thought it was going to be a Christmas thing. Surely it's not ready already.
No. Well, I think what's going to happen... You know how... Remember when Jamie Oliver did those cookbooks and it came out on the internet first?
Oh, yes.
Well, this is like the MasterChef cookbook.
And they've got... Yes, that's right. The recipes from MasterChef, but... Julie's going to have her own cookbook as well.
Are these recipes that were done on...
I think so.
Because I was going to say, there's something about all these recipes that's kind of very similar. And that is, they're very home cooking.
Oh.
And what a... Cal surprise, the home cook wins the series.
Very surprised.
I love serendipity.
I know her well. And we were talking about dates and you're going to talk about your one upcoming, Benny.
Well, now that you've mentioned it, I do actually have an upcoming date.
Have we had any communication with the population outside?
We have. I've got a message from Dawn and Dawn says, stop giving the gay community a bad name. You cannot date girls. I have a good therapist. You'll be okay, I promise. Thank you, Dawn. Oh, yeah, so my date.
Yeah, I want to know about your date. You haven't had it yet. So you can't preempt think what's going to happen.
Well, no, I do. I'm going on a date with a woman.
A lady date.
A lady date. And I am so looking forward to my lady date because I just know there's going to be conversation. There's going to be phone calls beforehand and talking about it without any fear of reprisal or, you know, like lack of interest. And we're going to a
pub. Is there hope of sex?
Frank, we don't need it. There doesn't need to be. We don't need to sort of delve
it's just communication.
Into the pink zone. Today I was having a chat with our gorgeous friends in London who listen to the two Fat Lattes, to the lovely Ian. And Ian said to me, you know, oh, wise one, you know, like, what are we going to do, blah, blah, blah. And then he was tossing around the idea of, like, doing a show, like, we should do the TV show. And I said, how gorgeous would it be to, like, just compile all the things that we love in reality TV? Well, I was thinking, you know what we could do, Frank? We have a TV show where we grab a few people.
Am I going to like this?
I think so. I think so. Like what we do is we grab some people and like we need to and this is very much along the lines about what Richard in Bentley is writing in about and about Gays Gone Beige. And I wanted to like refabulize.
Refabulize?
Yeah. And go through like a couple of weeks of training.
Okay.
Of, you know, like putting together maybe a dinner party or something to and then invite 10 strangers to the house and they go through all our training.
Do they get voted off one by one?
Maybe. And then they have to cook. So we go through some cooking.
The strangers or the people that you've trained?
The people we're training.
Right.
Now, they could either be beige or rainbow. Actually, you know what would be fun?
What?
If we got some rainbows and a few beige people and then we just throw some glitter at them and then the people that come to the party have to guess which host was gay and which one was straight.
Really?
Oh, that sounds heaven.
Does it?
And we could just...
It sounds like something I've seen, but, actually.
What's it called?
I don't know, but something really crass and terrible.
No, it'll be gorgeous.
Like dance your ass off.
Oh, please. No. I was talking to my
friend... It's kind of got that element about it, Benny, the way you're describing it.
There is nothing... It's like a training course. It's back to gay six.
Gay six.
You know, because I think we've lost the art of entertaining, like dinner party. And what I want to do is I want to get like a giant pink syringe and inject people with a bit of with a bit of glitter, a bit of fabulate. What do you think?
Well, yeah.
And we can,
I don't know if it'd work as a TV show, but it sounds okay.
If fat people dancing on a dance floor works, the two Fat Lattes can put it together a show as well.
What are we going to call it?
We could call the show Glitterati. What do you think?
It all sounds wonderful in theory. I don't know if it'd work on telly.
We need to hear from our listeners. I think it's going to work.
Yeah.
The gorgeous Simo from East St Kilda, who, can I just say, this guy does it for me. He really? Really, he presses my buttons. This man
did he come up has with got a title
creativity,
for you?
Like just oozing out of every pore of his body. And Simo said that he loves the idea of our show and he suggests that we call it Glitter Latte. And do you know what? I'm sold.
You're loving that?
I'm loving that name. It's like Fabulate, but Glitter Latte.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take some really beige, we're going to take some beige people and then we're going to take some rainbow people that have lost their colour mojo. And what we're going to do
give them the full spectrum back.
We're going to inject them with spectrum. The judging team could be spectrum.
Can we have someone with a cravat?
We judging? Could. Can you pull off a cravat. Can you pull off a cravat? That's your job.
Oh, and what do I have to comment? And
you'll be judging them on their organisational.
What are you
going to
be judging them on?
I'm the fairy godfather. I've got the bucket of glitter. So when they do something gorgeous, they get like a handful of glitter thrown at them and go, love it. Glitter.
Kind of like touchdown when you do when
touchdown?
It's like the equivalent of a
it's
touchdown.
It's a glitter up. It's,
it's just doesn't have the same oomph, you know?
Yes, it
a
does.
A glitter up.
Oh, man, when you see that glitter in the spotlight.
It'll smack you in the head.
You're going to get goose pimples.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Beige people around Australia won't know what hit them. But I love that you've got this playoff. You've got beige people and you've got rainbows competing, vying for the love of their guests.
Right. So what are we aiming for? Okay. So if people are getting chucked off every week, what's the ultimate aim of the show? Well, you haven't thought about that one.
Self-esteem.
You got to throw 100 grand at them at least.
No. There's a lot of hurt from Richard.
Is there?
Yes, Richard in Bentley just sent us a devastating. He's like, we need to put a Band-Aid on this
one. There's bullet points.
It's bullet points. There's a lot of workshopping to do. About gays gone beige. What has happened to our rainbows these days? Have they become so beige? I haven't heard a really funny comment in for decades. Where are the nasty queens who used to spit out barbs like...
You'll never live to be as old as you look.
Or...
Beauty is relative, just not your relatives.
Or...
You should hear the things they say about your face behind your back.
I love it. Or...
You look so old, your crow's feet have arthritis.
And you know what? I'm agreeing with him right here and now.
Really?
Now that he's brought it up, I think...
There's more to that.
Is it generational or have we as a community lost our sense of glitter and fabulousness?
You think there's a...
I haven't heard anyone tell a joke. What I'm hearing is when I go out to venues and when you meet people, people just regurgitate Ab Fab or they regurgitate the latest, you know, Little Britain.
Yes.
There's no sense of originality. Mm. There's no one out there kind of generating their own laugh. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's lots of comedians, though, out on the...
Not
on
for
the
money, Frank. Oh, I'm talking about going out to...
Just in general, just in conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
The last paragraph is, perhaps you could ask your listeners if they've heard some really funny sayings lately that will convince me that it's worth staying in the city.
It's going to hinge on all of that.
Oh, my. This is a global crisis. This is a global gay crisis. It's a GGC. This GGC. There's no point packing your bag, sweetheart.
I know.
You can't move anywhere because it's like the swine flu.
It'll find you.
No, the rainbow community is riddled with the beige flu. Isn't it? We need some Tammy. What's that Tammy stuff?
Tammy flu.
Yeah. Okay, we need to go back to
Richard.
Back to Richard.
He said, I'm starting to believe that we're becoming so what?
Assimilated.
Okay, I couldn't read that.
That we've lost our colourful edge. Can someone please point me in the direction of the really nasty bitch? Well, that would be here in the studio right now, Richard. You're welcome to come to 225 Bourke Street up to the 9th floor. She'll be receiving you in a moment. We're reconsidering our status, aren't we?
Is it like your status on Facebook?
Yes, and we've sort of had enough of...
Well, speak for yourself.
Oh, you've had enough as well. Dates that have gone wrong. Things that just don't work. And we've sort of thought maybe there's light on the other side of the beige bow. You've had a date with a girl.
I have.
And I'm having my date with my girl and I wanted to talk to her.
Hello, my girl.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
That's, how are you?
I'm your boy. That's Frank.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. I can be your boy as well.
You know, one thing that you do, Zoes, is that when I phone, you answer the phone.
Yes, I do. I run for it.
I know. See, hard-pressed trying to find a man to do that. But I just wanted to talk to you because just in case people thought we were making it up.
No, we're not making it up. I'm very, very much looking forward to it.
So when I call, you're there.
That's right. I'll always be there.
You are heaven.
Just like you're always there for me.
Excellent. All right, darling. Well, we're going to go back to the show. Enjoy your Friday night. Oh, and Zoe, just remember one thing.
Yes?
Your weekend has just begun.
I know.
Bye, Zoe.
Bye.
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 That's my little Zuzuni.
The Big Pink and that Velvet. That was especially for Adam.
Oh, did he want that?
Yes. Who introduced me to that tune on Tuesday night when we had the listening session. So there you go.
Well, thank you. I'll have nightmares all night now. Rainbows, if you're out there driving and you're on a bridge, do not drive over the edge.
Doesn't it bring back memories of, you know, that kind of...
It doesn't bring back many happy memories.
Pretty in
kind
Pink.
Of reminds,
remember that
I don't know. I kind of remember being constipated and needing a haircut or something and like being totally confused.
It reminds me of the Pretty in Pink days.
Oh, does it?
Don't you remember? It's that kind of sound, that sort of 80s underground. No, doesn't I give just, you that feel.
No, I just felt like it was a. I felt like it was a cloudy day.
It's all of that. Yes,
and it was like after sports day. When it gets all cloudy.
It's very...
And I had like dirty sand shoes. Like I spent all Saturday morning like painting my sand shoes white.
Yeah.
And then like you come fifth in the race and like you're all dirty and you're coming home with like all your streamers wet. You know, that was kind of that look.
Yeah.
Or else like...
That's kind of very elaborate.
Well, it wasn't a very simple song, was it? It was like 80s emo meets
it laxative. Was a bit of that. I didn't think you'd like that, but there was someone out there that did.
There was one person. Now, Craig the Vet is listening on his iPhone with F-Stream. What's F-Stream? Must be some sort of...
F-Stream. It's like F-True.
In an F&C shop. What's an F&C?
Fish and chips.
Oh, fish... And oh, a fish and chip shop.
What's an F-Stream?
What's an F&C?
I could tell you something else, but you might not like it.
Exactly. Well, enjoy your fish and chips, Craig. What's a vet doing in a fish and... Oh, no, they're...
Well, that's okay.
He's a vet.
He's allowed to eat fish.
That's like, why doesn't he eat his cat?
I don't know if it's the same somehow.
Yeah. The weekend's just begun.
Yeah, and we're doing the Homer Helpline, although I don't know if we've helped anyone this evening.
That's not our aim, Frank.
Is there an
aim? Our aim is to ridicule and get people laughing at themselves.
Okay.
This is from Bobby. Hello, darlings. I desperately need an excuse for me to back out of the bowling night social that work is organising.
Now,
it's part of our team building exercise.
Oh, when you hear team building, you're like, oh, no.
So, you know, the company's going down.
No, sometimes it's people just because people don't communicate with each other.
Going down. He says, I hate all the beige people and only work for the money. Wait. But does he work hard for the money? This is what Donna Summers wants to know.
Hmm.
And the fact that it's a 15-minute tram ride to work.
So there's a lot of pluses.
Not really, Frank.
Well.
Money and a tram ride.
Well, that's pretty good.
But then he also has to put up with beige bowling nights.
It's like your Christmas party.
No, mate.
It's one you got to grit your teeth on.
No, mate. My experience of beige is that once they have a successful night,
they continue.
They bleed it dry.
Do you think the bowling was successful?
They would have thought so.
Okay.
Now, Steve sent us a message, and Steve says that my social club, they're going to take us to...
Don't say.
Ice skating.
Bleep ice skating. The likelihood is that a good 80% of them won't know what the hell they're doing. Now, is that the aim? To teach them? To get them to bond?
I've got some brilliant ideas for team building. What's, number one.
Yeah.
How about a pay rise? That is a surefire way to get some serious team.
And some kick-ass working.
You'll have some kick-ass team if you pay people. See, I was in a situation once where I was working for the beigest people in the world and we achieved, like our little team, we were like pumping out those polyester tracksuits, like, you know. We even had YKK zips.
What are YKK zips?
Zips that actually were. High quality. But we overperformed, right?
You did.
Yeah, we did. We had like the pyramid selling, high-fiving, woo! High five. You know,
we're going to like that.
And let's achieve our goals. Whoa. You guys have created a $1.5 million net profit. We go, whoa. And then we go, wow, that means we're going to get like some gigantic bonus.
Where's the clangor?
The clangor was that we were coming up to Christmas party time and they wanted to do, instead of having a Christmas party, they wanted to do a team building exercise. Oh. Some, you know, feral little HR person was like, what would be really fantastic is, why don't we get together, abseil down the side of a hill, we'll jump in a canoe and have a canoe race across some half-dry lake. And then when we get out the other side, everyone will be given a paintball gun and we'll like shoot each other.
And that's supposedly what does what for you.
And I said, well, considering it's Christmas, how about number one, a bonus. Number two, how about a lunch?
Number three.
How about feeding me some serious seafood and a glass of champagne?
That'd be nice.
And for something really novel, how about a thank you? Hey? Hey? Because the idea of rolling around in the mud with your manager, I don't want to jump.
You do that on holiday.
I don't want to roll down the side of a mountain. I want to sit in a restaurant and I want to eat some crayfish. Because I've just made this gigantic net profit. You owe me big time.
Now, have you got all that in a memo? Are you ready to send that out?
That is beige out of control. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
That is when you want to, like, you want to grab the memo, throw some glitter at it. I've got a message here from the lovely Charlie and Posty Pete. And they say, hi, Benny and Frank. We're listening to you from our suite on the 50th floor of the Sofitel. They said it's so posh and not at all beige. And I've got a funny feeling they may be able to look into the studio from the 50th floor.
Is that near us?
I'm just turning my head right now.
Glance
looking
over
at the Sofitel. Can I bring the microphone
over?
No,
you're going to pull the mic out.
Oh, I don't want to pull it out.
Charlie, just wave. And wave
Posty
to us.
Pete, we're waving to you from the Joy Studios.
Hi. Oh,
is that you?
Hello.
Oh, look, it's Charlie. Oh, put your pants back on, Charlie.
Sorry.
When did he become a cocky?
Is he wearing underpants?
No. Charlie?
Oh, Posty Pete, he's licking the back of your head. Okay.
Is that the Sofitel?
Is it?
I don't know. You were acting as though it was.
Oh, it looks like the Sofitel. Maybe that's further down Collins.
I think it might be.
Are we near Collins Street?
We're parallel.
I love it. No, I don't think they can see through. Maybe that's someone else
with their
waving
todger
back.
Out.
But I'm glad.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Join 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.